Welcome back to another episode of the Coaching From My Wheelchair podcast. You're on the Go Coaching Resource podcast. I'm your host, Coach Jay, and I'm thrilled to have you join me today for a conversation on perception. We're going to unpack how in different ways that we see the world can shape our reality and directly impact our personal growth, career development, and relationships. Okay, basically everything. It's something we often overlook, but trust me, once you get a handle on managing your perception and understanding how others perceive things, life gets a whole lot easier. And no, not necessarily, this would be one of those glass half full motivational talks. We're going to dive much deeper than that surface level feel good stuff. We're talking about the nitty gritty of human perception, how it actually creates the reality we live in, and how it's both our biggest asset and our sneakiest obstacle. So grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, wine, cocktail. No judgment. Or maybe that kombucha you've been pretending to like, and let's dive in. Let's kick things off with a simple question. What exactly is perception? Basically, it's how you take in information, make sense of it, and decide what it means to you. And here's where it gets tricky. Perception isn't always logical. It's heavily influenced by your personal experiences, your beliefs. And let's be real, sometimes just your mood that day. Think of it like your brain's built-in filter for all the sights, sounds, smells, and experiences you encounter. Your perception isn't just a raw reflection of reality. It's more like a customized playlist of reality, curated by your past experiences, emotions, values, and yes, even your mood on a particular day. Have you ever had a situation where two people were in the same meeting, but afterward, they each described the meeting completely differently? Maybe one person thought the meeting was a train wreck, and the other thought it went great. Why is that? They were both in the same room, right? The difference isn't in what actually happened, it's how each person perceived the events. This happens all the time. Our perceptions are like filters, and they're colored by everything we've been through. For example, if you've had a bad experience with public speaking, you might perceive every upcoming speech as a terrifying event. You walk into it already convinced it's going to be a disaster, and you act accordingly. You freeze up, you get nervous, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But here's the thing. Perception isn't reality. It's just your reality. And the beautiful part, it can be changed. The way you see things doesn't have to be set in stone. Take this for example. Imagine you're walking down the street and someone rushes past you without saying a word. You might think, wow, rude much? Or maybe, are they late for something important? In both cases, the same event occurred. But your perception of it and what it means depends entirely on what's going on in your mind. This is perception in action. Our perceptions are powerful. They shape how we understand the world, interpret events, and in turn, how we respond to those events. And what's wild is that two people can witness the same exact moment and walk away with completely different takeaways. In a sense, we're all living in slightly different realities. Crazy, right? Let's zoom in on how this affects your personal development. Here's where things get fun, and by fun, I mean mind-bending. If our perception shapes our reality, then the way we see ourselves impacts our personal growth in major ways. For instance, if you perceive yourself as someone who's always struggling or failing, guess what? You'll probably keep living out that narrative. It's like watching a rerun of a TV show you don't even like, but you can't seem to change the channel. But here's the good news. You can change that channel. The stories we tell ourselves like, I'm not good enough, or I'm never going to succeed, are based on perceptions that, believe it or not, are often not grounded in facts. They're just the mind doing its thing, replaying old beliefs and patterns. Once you recognize that, you can start to rewrite those scripts. Have you ever noticed how someone with a growth mindset tends to see challenges as opportunities, while someone with a fixed mindset sees them as threats? The difference, perception. One person perceives a roadblock as a stepping stone, the other sees it as the end of the road, and the person who sees the opportunity, they're the ones who keep moving forward, growing and evolving. So, how are you perceiving the challenges in your life right now? Are they barriers or opportunities in disguise? All right, let's take this to a more personal level. How does perception affect your growth? Whether we're talking about personal growth or career advancement, your perception of yourself, your abilities, and the world around you plays a huge role. Here's a personal story. Early in my career, I had this perception that because of my physical limitations, people would automatically assume I wasn't capable. I walked, or, well, rolled into every situation with that mindset. It created this barrier that I didn't even know I was putting up. I'd hold back from speaking up in meetings, or I'd avoid taking on challenges because I perceived that people wouldn't see me as a leader. Guess what? That perception wasn't totally the truth. It was a story I was telling myself, and it was getting in the way of my own growth. Then I realized something important. Most people weren't thinking about my wheelchair nearly as much as I was. I was projecting my own insecurity onto them. When I finally started to change my perception, when I began to see myself as a leader despite the wheelchair, it changed everything. I began to act differently. I showed up differently. And surprise, surprise, people started to see me differently too. This happens in workplaces all the time. Someone perceives themselves as unqualified or undeserving, and guess what? They don't apply for that promotion. They don't pitch their ideas, and they stay stuck. Or on the flip side, you've got people who fake the funk and perceive themselves as more capable than they actually are. And that can create all kinds of problems too. So it's a balancing act. Here's what I want you to take away. Your perception of yourself will either be your greatest ally or your worst enemy. It will open doors or it will close them. So which will it be? All right, now let's take this to the workplace, where perception plays a starring role in how we interact with colleagues, bosses, clients, and even how we view our own performance. You've probably heard the phrase, perception is reality, tossed around in corporate settings. And while it sounds like something a manager might say right before your annual review, there's truth to it. In the professional world, your perception of yourself and others' perceptions of you can have a huge impact on your success. Imagine you walk into a meeting with the perception that you're unqualified or that your opinion doesn't matter. What's going to happen? You'll likely hold back, miss opportunities to speak up, and probably walk out of the meeting feeling worse than when you came in. But if you shift that perception and walk into the same meeting with the belief that your ideas are valuable and worth hearing, the outcome changes entirely. And it works both ways. How others perceive you also influences your career trajectory. That's why things like body language, tone of voice, and how we communicate play such a huge role in professional success. Perception isn't just about what you think. It's about what others think too. So here's a key takeaway for today's professionals. Work on managing both how you perceive yourself and how others perceive you. Show up with confidence, clarity, and self-awareness. And remember, perception isn't about being fake or trying to impress. It's about aligning your actions with the reality you want to create. Let's pivot a little and talk about relationships, because this is where perception really does some heavy lifting, or let's be honest, some heavy damage if we're not careful. Have you ever had a misunderstanding with someone where you were absolutely sure they meant one thing, only to find out later they didn't mean it that way at all? It happens all the time in our closest relationships, romantic partners, friends, family members. It's because we're constantly interpreting other people's words and actions through the filter of our own perceptions. Here's a quick story. I was coaching this couple, and one of the big issues they had was around communication. The husband would often come home after a long day at work, and he'd want to just sit and decompress. But his wife would perceive his silence as disinterest or even rejection. She'd think, "Why doesn't he want to talk to me? He must be upset." But the reality was, he just needed a little mental break before engaging. Once they started to understand how their different perceptions were coloring their view of each other, things got a lot better. She realized that his quiet time wasn't about her, and he learned to communicate his need for space in a way that didn't make her feel ignored. Perception can either bring you closer to the people you care about, or it can drive a wedge between you. It's all about recognizing that your version of reality might not be the same as someone else's. And you know what? That's okay.
You are listening to the Coaching from My Wheelchair podcast. When we return, Coach Jay will continue the discussion. He will discuss how to manage how others perceive you, examine the science behind perception, and give you some practical, actionable steps to change your perceptions if need be. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, let's talk briefly about how others perceive you, because let's be real, whether we like it or not, people are forming opinions about us based on what we say and do. Managing this perception doesn't mean you need to become a people pleaser, but it does mean being mindful of how your actions align with the image you want to project. In this case, I would recommend these three things. Be transparent. If you want people to trust you, be open and honest about your intentions. People tend to fill in the gaps when there's ambiguity, and that's where misunderstandings happen. Be consistent. If you want to be seen as dependable, make sure your actions match your words. Consistency is the foundation of trust, and trust is the foundation of any strong relationship, whether it's personal or professional. Lead with empathy. When you show empathy toward others, whether it's in the workplace or your personal life, it shifts the way people perceive you. They see you as someone who understands and cares about their perspective, which in turn makes you more relatable and trustworthy. All right, it's time to nerd out a little bit. Because, come on, who doesn't love a good deep dive into the science behind how we work? Okay, maybe it's just me, but anywho. So let's talk about the brain for a minute. How does perception actually happen at the neurological level? I promise this won't be too sciencey, but understanding the basics of how perception works can give you some serious insight into why we think the way we do. Here's the deal. Perception happens in the brain, but it's not just about what your eyes, ears, or senses pick up. There's a lot going on in that gray matter of yours. In fact, most of your perception is shaped by your brain's interpretation of sensory input, meaning your brain doesn't just passively observe the world, it's actively constructing your experience of it. To break it down simply, the brain takes in data from your senses, things like sights, sounds, and smells, and then it runs that information through a set of filters, including your past experiences, emotions, and expectations. This is why two people can look at the same situation and walk away with completely different interpretations. Their brains are working with different sets of data and assumptions. There's a part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. This is the region responsible for decision-making, planning, and yes, interpreting sensory data. It's also deeply connected to your amygdala. I hope I pronounced that right. It's the part of your brain that processes emotions, particularly fear and stress. Here's where it gets interesting. If you're feeling stressed or anxious, your amygdala can send signals that influence how you perceive a situation, making you more likely to see things in a negative light. You ever notice how when you're stressed, even minor inconveniences feel like the end of the world? That's your amygdala doing its thing. So, when we talk about reframing perception, what we're really talking about is consciously engaging your prefrontal cortex to override those emotional knee-jerk reactions. By practicing mindfulness, reflecting on your emotional state, and intentionally challenging your assumptions, you can help your brain create a more balanced and accurate perception of reality. Now, here's something else that might blow your mind. Your brain loves shortcuts. It's constantly trying to be as efficient as possible. So it relies heavily on cognitive biases, mental shortcuts, that help you process information quickly. While that can be useful, these biases can also lead to some pretty big blind spots. For example, there's something called the confirmation bias, which is your brain's tendency to seek out information that confirms what you already believe, while ignoring anything that contradicts it. So if you already perceive yourself as bad at public speaking, your brain will focus on any sign of discomfort or failure and overlook the fact that you nailed 95% of your presentation. It's like your brain is cherry-picking evidence to back up your negative belief. I'm just going to let that sit there for a minute and let you marinate on it. Understanding the science behind perception helps us realize that, while it feels like our brains are just taking in the world as it is, they're actually shaping our reality in ways we might not even be aware of. And the good news is, by becoming more conscious of these processes, you can start to influence them. To wrap up this little science lesson, remember this. Your brain is powerful, but it's also trainable. By practicing awareness, which we learned from episode 1, being intentional about how you frame situations, and understanding the brain's natural tendencies like cognitive biases, you can get much better at controlling your perception. And when you control your perception, you control your reality. Now, that's a little nugget for you. Okay, let's get into some actionable tips. If perception is so powerful, then how do we get better at managing it? How can we shift it when it's holding us back? Here are 4 steps to help you do just that. Step 1, pause and reflect. One of the simplest things you can do when you feel your perception taking over is to pause. Just take a moment to reflect. Ask yourself, is this the truth, or is it just the way I'm seeing it right now? That pause can give you enough space to consider other possibilities. Step 2, reframe the situation. We talked about how perception isn't reality, so why not take advantage of that? If you're faced with a challenging situation, try to reframe it. For example, instead of thinking, this is a disaster, ask yourself, what's the opportunity here? It might sound cheesy, but your brain will start looking for solutions instead of problems. Step 3, get a second opinion. Sometimes we're just too close to a situation to see it clearly. Talk to someone you trust, someone who isn't emotionally involved, and ask them how they see the situation. It's amazing how often an outside perspective can shift the way you see things. Step 4. Practice gratitude. I know gratitude sounds like one of those buzzwords you hear all the time in the self-help world, but it works. When you focus on what you're thankful for, you start to shift your perception away from what's lacking or wrong. It trains your brain to see abundance instead of scarcity. So, my friends, as we wrap up today's episode, the way you perceive the world around you shapes your reality. It influences how you grow, how you interact with others, and ultimately, how successful you'll be in both your personal and professional life. By shifting your perception, questioning those limiting beliefs, and being mindful of how you see the world, you can open up a whole new level of growth and opportunity. And the best part, you're in control of it all. All right? We've covered a lot today, from understanding how our perceptions shape the reality we live in to practical ways to manage our own perceptions and influence how others see us. Perception is everything. It can either hold you back or propel you forward, depending on how you choose to manage it. Keep working on those perceptions, stay open to new perspectives, and as always, keep rolling with the punches, because life doesn't stop, and neither should you. Thanks for tuning in to Coaching from My Wheelchair podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, look for future episodes available on Thursdays, wherever you get your podcast, where we will continue exploring topics that will help you grow personally and professionally. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from it, especially if they're passionate about self-help and personal growth.
You can also buy a copy of Coach Jay's book, Coaching from My Wheelchair: Tips, Tidbits, Tools, and Strategies for Improving Your Personal and Professional Self-Development, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can also connect with him on social media, on Instagram, TWCCSLLC, and you can also find him on Facebook, LinkedIn, through his website at therightcoachingservices.com/podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in, and remember to stay educated, stay informed, and learn something new. Until next time, this is Coach Jay.